Well, welcome everyone.
Welcome, welcome. It's good to see everybody. This is this Zoom thing is really neat, just because you can see everybody, and it's nice to be seen, and it's nice to see everybody. So that's the really good thing. Of course, we have several different hosts. Joe and Kim are going to be in the background and listening and helping us with all the technical stuff. Milena and Joan and I wanted to just say a couple things before we got started. So, Milena, would you like to just start off, and besides saying hi, or if there's anything else you wanted to put in there or add or not?
Or not? Okay, thanks. Well, welcome everyone. We are all very excited about this day. And can you guys believe it's been a journey of 5 years that has led us to this momentous day? So we, and I think Joan, John, and all the Beings of Light are very excited and happy to be here.
Yes. Joan?
Well, and I am very thrilled that we have reached this pinnacle, that we are actually, just like when we activated our light body, there are levels of this ascension process. So this is our graduation from the current segment of teachings that we have been so fortunate in receiving from the teachers of light. So, I know everybody is excited and thrilled to participate in this session.
Thank you. When I first heard about this, I couldn't believe it, I guess. It's something that didn't seem like it was in any kind of plan or it was in the gang's plan, but, not exactly something that I thought about, but it certainly is auspicious and a real thrill to me. So anyway, I just wanted to say that and thank everybody for just being you. And it's nice to see y'all and like I said before, to be seen, that we were a little worried, but, not so much. And I stopped thinking about it, and we just keep doing one day at a time. And so that's exciting. So just wanted to share that with you and say thanks. So let's, before we get started, we do have quite an interesting development took place from, of course, the community, but Leanne Reed in particular. And she contacted us a few weeks ago and asked to deliver a gift to the group. And so, because I certainly can't explain it, Leanne, if you would jump on and kind of give us a little one-up as to what happened and how and what it's meant to us. Please.
This has been a long process. It started in 2008 when I've always loved Leonard Cohen's song Hallelujah, especially sung by Katie Lang. But when I heard it, just musically, it really spoke to me. Spirit kind of said, you need to write lyrics to this. And I went, yeah, okay. And lots of time. And I kind of played around with it. And then 2019 conference came. And this, wouldn't you know, at the end, the same song played. And this time I got a definite hit from and was guided to write. And it just was right, right, right. And so as we drove home, that trip we had driven down with Margaret in our little vintage trailer. So as we drove home, I had a new purpose and new words and a new light. And then the great white dragon reminded me of a promise made, a promise kept, and a promise fulfilled. I've written a lot before, but I never share it. It's something that I kind of hold close to my heart. And when I got home, people started with the group was asked, you know, to provide lyrics. And I thought, I'm kind of off the hook. And but then, no, I wasn't off the hook. And as I read the lyrics submitted by our collective, I felt the energies and how hard we had worked and how we had rose to complete each level, each tool, each concept, how we kept pushing through under the guidance of the ascended masters, the archangels, the beings of light, as transmitted and presented by Joan and Milena. And together we pressed on. So I knew that I had to get this done. And by the end of October, I had it pretty much all October of 2019. I had it pretty much all compiled. The lyrics were written. And I thought, okay, I'll be done. And but I still had this niggling. And so I sent it off to Ann Crawford, and bless her heart, I said, I just need you to look at this and to edit it. And she said, well, there's really not a lot to edit. It's great the way it is. And she encouraged me to continue writing and go ahead and continue on. Well, the continue on was find somebody to sing it that was awake and could feel our collective energy. And that kind of went in spits and sputters. And my former husband was a great singer. And so I said, and he's awake. We worked together with Mastering Alchemy. And I said, would you look at this? And if you feel led, would you sing it? And so he said, your stamp's all over this. And I said, thanks. And he sang it to me over the phone. And it was beautiful, but it was what I was used to hearing. And he never got it recorded, and he passed away in April. So now I'm like back to square one. And I happened to find out through a conversation that one of my sisters of the heart is a singer. And I was like, seriously? And she's awake, and she's alive, and she's enlightened. And so many of you know her. It's Nadine. It's Nadine. And I sent her the lyrics, and she hasn't really sang since 2005. And she laid down one track, and she said, this is a practice. I don't think it's for sharing with the peeps. And I went, it's beautiful as it stands. And so what you're hearing is the first and only track of this song being sung. And I just wanted to thank everybody and let you know that it's my privilege and honor to have compiled the thoughts and energies of this collective as guided and composed this, our anthem. And I wanted to thank JoJet for his help, and Anne and Nadine for her interpretation and voice. And it will be played at the end of at the conclusion of the conference. This song is for our group's edification, and it's for our hearts. And I would kind of prefer that it not be shared outside of this group. And if you'd like a copy of the lyrics, I sent them to Milena and Joan, and I have them as well, and I'm happy to share them. Thank you all. I couldn't have done this without each and every one of you. I appreciate you all.
Thank you so much. And we really appreciate you. The lyrics are absolutely beautiful.
And perfect.
And perfect. And the reason that we're asking you not to share, you can share I don't know about the lyrics, but you share the song. There are copyright laws as far as the music is concerned. So we don't want to infringe on that. So if you'll just take it as a gift to us from Leanne. And we so appreciate you, Leanne, sharing your creative lyrics because they're absolutely beautiful.
And Joan, one other thing, if people feel led, Nadine and I were kind of pushing each other on this. I didn't have to pull the friend card or the sister card. She just said she'd record it. But if you feel led, if you could drop her a line and show your appreciation, she really went on a limb. She hasn't sung since 2005 and she stepped out there for us. And I really appreciate that. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Now let's just do a quick review of the events for the day. I guess we're going to start off with Archangel Gabriel, and he'll honor us with a centering meditation and then personally take us to the Syrian Stargate, which starts the throw ride. Anrata and Unlata will introduce all who are in attendance. Lord Metatron will present us at that time with a cosmic edict. And then after that, Milena will bring forth Mary Magdalene and Yeshua, who will present us with our light scrolls. It's hard to just say it without being excited, but it's a big deal. And then we will end with the new Hallelujah. Thanks to Leanne. So that's basically what we're going to do the rest of the afternoon. And so let's just start off with our good buddy, Archangel Gabriel, and see what he has to say for us and to us and the meditation, and then on to the Stargate.